From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approved tough new sanctions on North Korea Saturday, including a ban on exports worth over $1 billion. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley praised the new sanctions.
The resolution we've passed is a strong united step toward holding North Korea accountable for its behavior. Today, the Security Council increased the penalty of North Korea's ballistic missile activity to a whole new level.
The resolution also bans countries from giving any additional permits to North Korean laborers, another source of money for Kim Jong-un's regime, and it prohibits all new joint ventures with North Korean companies and bans new foreign investment in existing ones. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, said the recent ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests by North Korea threaten peace, security, and stability in the region and the world. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar.
We, the foreign ministers of the ASEAN, reiterate our grave concern over the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula.
Arriving in Manila Saturday, South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa says she would welcome the opportunity to talk with her North Korean counterpart at the ASEAN Regional Forum, which begins Monday. The annual forum is a grouping of 27 nations, including both Korea's, Russia, and the United States. The U.S. is condemning a move by Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly to oust the country's chief prosecutor. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the removal of Luisa Ortega was illegal and an attempt to tighten the authoritarian dictatorship of President Nicolas Maduro. This is VOA News.